Okay, Magic Makers, this is a quick podcast. I gave my podcast team the week off for Christmas, and I was like, you know, I just feel like there's just something I need to say. So whenever I feel like there's something I need to say, I got to get it off my chest or I like explode. So today, you know, I try not to date these podcasts, but it's the end of the year, and I think many of us get reflective, right? We start to think about the year passed, and this year has been one doozy of a year. And we start to look at 2021. And, you know, one of the things I have always said is that, you know, I learned this from my boyfriend, Tony Robbins, is that when you ask yourself better questions, you get better answers, right? And so I think many of us are really reflective this year. You know, we all were kind of forced to sit our asses down and take a time out. And I know for me, that has been, I want to say refreshing and revealing. And so I have really realized that I was just so caught up in my hustle and I wasn't really hustling to do the things that I really want to do. And so over the last, you know, during the lockdown, last, you know, the 4 months of lockdown, I really sat down. I was like, what do I want my life to look like, right? What do I want my life to be? Do I want it, me being, you know, flitting and flowing from one thing to the next thing and really not committing? And it brought me back to one of my favorite quotes. And, you know, if you know anything about me, there's probably 10 quotes that just like stop me in my tracks. And one of the quotes that stopped me in my tracks is, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. And that's by Zig Ziglar. And he is, if you don't know who he is, he's kind of, I'd say, the father of like all this, you know, personal development stuff. You know, he's kind of who taught all the current, you know, personal development icons out there, you know, their stuff. And so I, you know, heard this again and I was like, you know what, you're absolutely right. Like, I am aiming at nothing, right? Because busy feels good. Busy keeps us from really kind of diving in and owning what we want, right? If I'm busy, then, you know, it's all good. Things are happening. Things are moving and grooving. But are they? How are you measuring it? And, you know, I want to take this back to health and fitness. You know, that's my jam. And so many of you, when I ask you, what does success look like for you? I get this like blank stare, this pause, and you just like, you're just such in a groove, right? You wake up, you go to the gym, you do, you know, so-and-so's class on Tuesday, you do such and such on Wednesday, and you don't even know what you're going for. Or you're so caught in the struggle of I can't have in order to have my results that you don't really lift your head up to say, what is possible, right? If I had the courage to do something different, what would it look like? Could I do something different? And I get it. I was scared for a really long time. I thought, like, if I didn't have 5 meals a day, like, I thought I was going to die, right? And now it's like it took a while. It's not going to be this overnight sensation, but I had to learn how to really, truly listen to my body and listen to when I was freaking hungry versus just what I taught my body to be hungry when I taught it to eat. So the message I'm sending here is that we have to start asking ourselves better questions. We have to sometimes literally sit our booties down and press pause. And this morning I was journaling and I asked myself some, you know, some hard questions. And I'm going to be honest, you know, when I journal, the answers don't come to me immediately, right? It's just I either see something, I hear something, I'm in a, you know, place. I don't know how to describe it. And it just, you know, little things just come. And one of the questions that I asked myself is like, what do I need to know? Right. And one of the questions is that, based on what I'm doing day in and day out, where do I see myself in 12 months, right? So 12 months from today, based on the actions that I'm taking, habits that I'm doing day in and day out, where do I see myself, right? Are these actions, these habits leading me to where I want to go? And that's where I ask, right? Do you even know where you're going to go? Because if I'm aiming at nothing, I'm always going to get that, right? And, you know, I have women who start working with me and I'm like, okay, so what's your goal? And they're like, well, you know, I just want to lose weight. Okay, great. So like, what does that look like? Right? So it's like we have to start getting better at defining, getting so crystal clear on what that looks like, right? How does your life look like when you achieve your goal? Because it's not about sprinting to the finish line, right? I don't know about you, but I'm done sprinting to the finish line. That fucking sucks, right? We're no longer sprinting to the finish line. Instead, I want you to start thinking to yourself, what does lifelong health and fitness look like? Where I am not always like, you know, eating whatever the fuck I want and then like, oh shit, I'm going on vacation. And then like, you know, restrict, 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 right? That sucks ass big time. So instead, I want you to start thinking about how can I start creating some long-term habits that allow me to, I use this analogy a lot. It's like a dimmer switch, right? Many of us think health and fitness is this light switch, like it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. But instead, how do I make it a dimmer switch, right? So the dimmer switch is like, you know, I find whatever kind of like normal lighting is for me, like normal everyday lighting is for me. And then when I am trying to get ready for a vacation or wedding or whatever event it is that you're getting ready for, I turn the brightness up a little bit on my diet, right? I start getting a little more selective with the foods that I eat. Then, you know, I go back to normal. I go back to that normal lighting. Then sometimes it's a holiday. So like, you know, you dim it down a little bit, right? Or it's a birthday or a wedding. You dim it down a little bit and then you return it back to normal lighting, right? And if you notice, it wasn't about like finding good foods, bad foods. It was like opening and closing what you put in your diet. And it's not restricting, right? So it's like, it's cleaning it up a little bit. So maybe you are having a couple extra treats every week, but I want to go on vacation. So guess what? Those couple extra treats, they go out for, you know, X number of weeks until, you know, your vacation event, whatever is over, right? And then we come back to our like equilibrium. And then it's like, oh, you know, it's a holiday. So maybe you have a couple extra pieces of fudge here and there and a couple extra holiday cocktails, right? So it's working to find what your like your equilibrium is, like where your kind of like your set point is, like what your everyday looks like, right? And then, you know, things kind of like open up a little bit more, they close a little bit more, right? And so that we give ourselves flow, right? Versus these like rigid rules of like, I can't eat after a certain hour, or I can only have X number of this and X number of that, right? It's not eating and with wild abandon. It's starting to come to a place where you are just like satisfied. And I think for so many of us, we're always trying to find ways to fix something. And instead of fixing something, we have to look at where we are, right? We have to do an assessment. And many of us don't do that at all. We don't look at the assessment. So that's why I asked the question. It's like, it's our daily habits, right? It is like what we do day in and day out are going to get us the results. So here's where I challenge you, you know, take this time, use this, you know, end of the year, instead of, you know, sprinting for that new year, new me, finding that new diet program, trainer, challenge, whatever, let's start to say to ourselves, how can I focus on changing my habits? And one of the things I'm working on that is going to start the week of January 10th, it's 5 days to effortless weight loss. And my whole premise of this, it's how do I learn to trust myself? How do I learn to stop just falling into the same old habits and patterns over and over again? There's a parable that is, I think it's a parable. Well, anyway, you know how I am. I think of these things and I can't remember what they're called. But it's a parable where basically it's like, I walked on the street, I fall into a hole. And then it's like, I walk down the street and, you know, you keep falling into the same hole. And then eventually you walk down a different street. I'm trying to get you to walk down a very different street. I'm trying to get you to start to realize, like, you know what? I keep falling into the same patterns, the same habits, and they are no longer serving me. So if you are done falling down in that same damn hole and you are ready to just find a way to live in a different way, find a way to apply the four pillars of weight loss to your life and start to see where you need to focus in so that you can finally make the changes, finally get the freaking results you've been looking for, do me a favor and you want to hop in to the 5 days of effortless weight loss. There'll be a link right here in the show notes for you to have a look at what this is all about. But I hope that you have a great, happy, and healthy holiday season. And if you have any questions, comments, do me a favor, hit me up, tag me in social, Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram, Kim Barnes Jefferson on Facebook. Also, you know, feel free to share this with someone who might need to hear this message as well. And I enjoy every single one of you. You are why I do this. And thank you so much for your support.